The government of Uganda has reported a 49% increase in cybercrime against women during the current political season. This revelation was made by the State Minister for Gender Peace, Regis Mutuzo, during a briefing at the Uganda Media Centre in Kampala. She was speaking ahead of a launch of the 2025 16 Days of Activism campaign against gender-based violence. The national launch, which will take place on November 25, 2025 at Kasese District Headquarters under the theme Unite to End Violence Against Women and Girls, Empower, Consolidate and Sustain the Gains. The campaign will run until December 10, 2025. According to Mutuzo, the 2024 annual crime report indicates a slight decrease in sexual-related offences, dropping from 14,846 cases in 2024 to 14,424 cases in 2024. Similarly, the number of reported defilement cases decreased by 3.4% from 12,771 cases in 2023 to 12,312 cases in 2024. Despite this progress, Mutuzo expressed deep concern over the rise in online gender-based violence across the country. She emphasized that the surge in cyber-related offenses calls for collective action from all stakeholders to protect women and girls and end all forms of violence against them.
They will only look concentrate on areas she has not been able to deliver, but also the consequence is much bigger, maybe 3-4 times bigger than that of men. So the target about women is much bigger, and using the cultural norms, the practices, and leadership at different and various levels. Politically, we all know that religious leaders are dominated by men. The cultural leaders are really not just dominated by men, it is only a male domain space. And these are areas of penetration when a woman comes into politics. So other than women just coming in because of the space that was created by affirmative action, we have seen the drop in vibrancy because of the target specifically for women who are in leadership.